everything timed, we're going to hit it. Okay. Everything will hit everything easily. The end of Isavahata. Okay. So this is the 10th Chabura, according to my notes.
Mine as well.
Yeah. Okay, good. All right, good. Because you're the books and records, as our friend says, of our meetings, right? Okay. So the first major yesod of Hilchos Taruvos in Siman Tzadi Tes is appropriately, and I'll explain what I mean by appropriately, Ein Mevatlim Iser Lahatchila. So why do I say appropriate? Because we spent the first 9 sessions exploring the fundamental principles of Bitul Iser Vahetar. So first, right, through the presence of a rove of heter to negate the physical presence of the source of Isur itself, what we call the Atzmus Isur or the Hefzad Isur, right? Then we spend some time discussing the flavor of the Isur, a lot of time, right? And the principle of Tam Ki Ikar, both in Sha'ari Surim and in Basar B'Chalav. And this left us then with 3 different avenues for the nullification, the Bitul, of Iser Veheter. Bitul Barov, right? Remember that? Amur Rabbanan Betam Abaran Bekfeil Abaran Beruba, right? Shishim, right? So we have Bitul Barov, tasting for the flavor of Isur, Tama, and Shishim. So we asked then how the institution of tasting worked. Was it Edus or just Gilui Milsa? This is just a little overview, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And we saw other ancillary principles like lo yad inin kamen nefak mine. Okay? So after examining bitul from so many different perspectives, it's appropriate then to ask about the very nature of bitul itself. Is it a preferred path or is it suboptimal? Does the Torah preclude our pursuing bitul l'chatchila? If so, then Bitul Iser Beheter can be said to be an avenue for actively negating Isur? Or is it suboptimal after the fact, something to investigate only after Isur has inadvertently been mixed with Heter, because the Torah does preclude our pursuing Bitul L'Hatchila? Now, the central sugya is the one to which we have returned again and again, the sugya of El Nazir in Perek Gid HaNashed, the Zeroa B'Shela. But you'll see that perhaps, and we'll think about this hard, perhaps the concept only enters via Rashi and the Rishonim, or perhaps it really is embedded in the sugya there. We'll take a look. Now, you remember El Nazir, the Zeroa B'Shela, is the source for the Shiurim of Shishim Umeya. Ushneyam lolam dua el mikra chav. You remember that in the Gemara? So let's turn to Daf Tzadi Ches Amud Beis. So after the Gemara explains how the 2 Shiurim of Shishim and Meya can both be derived from the Zoro B'Shela, do you count the bones, you don't count the bones, the Gemara aligns the derivation of Shishim and Meya with a brisa that seems to preclude using it for any general Yalfusa. V'hatanya, Zeu Heter Haba Miklal Iser. The El Nazir is a case of something that's permitted, that's normally prohibited. Just give you a little hint. Maybe that means that it's Chiddush, right? The general rubric, it doesn't use the word Chiddush, but maybe the Brisa means that it's a Chiddush. The Brisa seems to imply that it's generally forbidden to have mixtures of Iser Vaheter, no matter what the proportion. The Torah gave us an exception for one case, the Zroa cooked together with the El Nazir. Let's just remember how it works in the Torah. When the Nazir gets to the end of his period of Naziris, right? He brings three korbanos, an ola, a chatos, and an ayil for Shlomi. Right? So the ayil is itself exceptional, I would like to point out, in a few ways. Most importantly, unlike other Shlomim, the Nazir has only the day and night to eat it, whereas most Shlomim are eaten, or other Shlomim, are all eaten within 2 days and a night. Perhaps then we could say it's also an exceptional in that the flavor of the Zeroa, which belongs to the Kohen, right, can be nullified through Shishim Umeya. Maybe that's an exception. Maybe that's the Heter Haba Miklal Iser, the special Heter in this thing that's generally Usher. Flavor. Is this the lesson of the Brisa when it says Zehu, the El Nazir, is, the Zeroa B'Shela is, Heter Abba Miklal Iser? If so, we have no source for the shear of Bitul Tam. Because how could you learn Shishim and Meya for everything else if this is a fetish, right? And so the Gemara posits, Zehu Lama'ute Mai, Lav Lama'ute Kol Isurin Shebatorah. It must be that all other Isurim in the Torah except Zeroa B'Shela do not have the heter of Shishim or Meya to be mevatel the time of the Isura. The Gemara gives three answers. Two are relevant here because they have the same dialectic around them, and we're really interested in the dialectic now. Dialectic, for listeners elsewhere, Shakla Vitarya, that's all fancy way word. Okay? I did get requests from listeners to speak more slowly, so I am, right? And to translate not the Gemara, but the English, okay? So I am, okay? All right, sorry. I was just in the UK, gave shearing. They love me over there. You know, it's the same way that, you know, the Avdil, Lord Sachs is loved here in America, right? So, you know, seems I'm more popular there than I am here, you know? Oh my God, an American who can actually speak English. Very amazed by me.
Okay. Isn't it interesting though that the Rav is more famous in the UK and Lakewood?
Yeah, than I am in, that's right. Navi be your own, right? It's funny. Okay. So let's summarize what we need for an answer. Okay. We need to find a way in which Zeroa B'Shela is exceptional that does not exclude the rest of halacha from bitul tam b'shishim, right? So we need to make it a limited exception. Abaye offers the first suggestion. Amar Abaye, lo nitzricha, this brisa that says zel heter arba miklal iser only applies ela l'Rabbi Yehuda demar min b'mino lo batio. So what's he telling you? Zeu heter abam miklal iser. Generally, mino lo batil. But zeu heter abam miklal iser. Here, hacha batil. So here, shishim works. Right? In other places, it doesn't. Min bimino, afilu ba'elef lo batil. But this is min bimino. So the brisa of zeu heter abam miklal iser, we don't have to deal with because it's relevant only to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. In Rabbi Yehuda's world, in which min bimino lo batil, there's effectively no bitul at all, since any mixture of the meat of the Zeroa and the rest of the ayil is aser b'mashu, because it's min bimino. Make sense? Therefore, the Torah gives one exception, the El Nazir, and it is in fact a heter, haba, miklal, iser, everything works. Gemara asked the obvious question, though. The ligmar mine. Why don't we derive, right? If we have Zeroa B'Shela, why not deduce the principle of bitul from it and apply it to the rest of the Torah, including min bimino? In other words, how can Rabbi Yehuda maintain min bimino lo batio when there's a general source from which one might analogize otherwise?
But I thought we said that this was a chiddush, meaning Rabbi Yehuda's view is also a chiddush in terms of he's the only one that says that batel is that there's no bitul by min bimino. Therefore, the you would have a brisa and this derivation only to fit to show that the only exception would be a chiddush.
Yeah, but here we said it's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. So according to everybody else, it isn't a chiddush.
Right, but
it isn't heter abami klal yisur. We didn't say chiddush. It isn't heter abami klal yisur according to everybody else. It's only heter abami klal yisur to everybody else. So therefore, then why don't we learn generally from it? And first they want to say, why doesn't Rabbi Yehuda learn from it? Okay, well, he didn't say that, Brisa, right? So why wouldn't he deduce from it? He'd need a reason to say, if he indeed fact said, Zeu Hedra Bami Klal Yisur, he needs a reason to say it, okay? So what, you got this thing that indicates Shishin, right? And and why don't I deduce from it? They just want to lay out all the logic. It'll be like you in the end, right?
Okay.
If we have Zeru B'Sheila, right? He could answer, Rabbi Yehuda could answer, Gali Rachmana. The Torah tells us explicitly otherwise, right? It's Achrimos and Cheney. I never know the Prakim, but I know the Aliyah, right? So, V'lakach midam hapar o midam hasayir. V'tarvayhu b'hadei hadadei ninhu v'lo batle. So Rabbi Yehuda has a source from Mim B'Mino not being batel. The blood of the par, of the bull, and the sire and the goat are mixed. But nevertheless, both are mentioned, indicating that the goat's blood, which is much less than that of the bull, was not subsumed in the greater. It wasn't batel, right? Even though they were mixed together. And then So they, tarvayu badei hadadei ninhu, but nevertheless, v'lo batle, they still refer to it as dama par and dama satya, right? So there's one mitzvah from which we might learn bitul b'shishim, that's the Zeru B'Sheila, right? And one from which we might learn there's no bitul at all, and that's the Dhamma Par Dhamma Sarva. Which one should Rabbi Yehuda choose? On what basis could he reject Zeru B'Sheila as a source? See how I'm recasting it, right? Okay. Umay chazis de gamri mehachi ligmar mehai. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda requires a reason to reject Zeru B'Sheila as a source, right? And the Gemara has one readily at hand. Chidush hu, umechidush lo gamrina. As we've seen before, a chidush is a mitzvah that is outside the rubric of halachic logic. It has some features that demonstrates that it is exceptional. In fact, you could call the chiddush, I never understood what this expression meant as a kid, the exception that proves the rule. How's the exception prove the rule? It proves it because it is an exception, right? So that you can learn the rule from the fact that this is called a chiddush, everything else has those characteristics. That's what that phrase means. Maybe it was always obvious to you, it wasn't to me, okay? If a mitzvah has some aspect that deviates from the logic of the general halachic system, then it is not amenable to analogy and it remains an exception. Ihafi, lemeya b'shishin nami lo ligmar. If Rabbi Yehuda can't use it, so how do the Manda Amar who says shishim and the Manda Amar who says meya, how do they learn from Zeru B'Sheila? It's a chiddush. So here we get a principle of chiddush, which I would love to speak about once. Atu anan lekula gamrina. We don't deduce from it lekula. Lechumra gamrina demidya raisa beruba batel. So he says that you can use a chiddush to learn lechumra, but not lekula. And what are we learning lechumra? Yeah, we're learning because midya it was batel berov because there's no tam kikar because it's mean bimino. Okay. Now, Rava has a different answer. Lo nitzuchel tam kikar b'kodshim, right? But the Gemara follows a similar path. We wind up with the conclusion in both of these answers that El Nazir and Zeru B'Sheila constitute a chiddush which can only be used lekula. Okay, that's what we get.
Only be used lekula or lechum.
Sorry, lechumra. Right, good. You're listening. Okay, good. And not only listening, but thinking, which is unusual, right? Okay. To do both things, that's amazing. Right? Okay, good. Sorry. It can only be used lechumra. Okay, now, What's the chiddush of El Nazir and Zroa B'Shela? So we go through this whole sugya. What's the chiddush? For the answer, since it's not explicit in the text, we need to turn to Rashi. So if you look to Rashi there, it says chiddushu. D'lehatchila hutar levatel ha'iser. What makes Zro B'Shela exceptional, a chiddush? Is the aspect of its halachic character that does make it exceptional. And that's the fact that it is permitted to nullify the flavor of the Zroa with the meat and bones of the remainder of the ayil in a single pot. If that's the exception, then what's the rule? Ein mevatlin iser lachila. That's where it comes from. You should be shocked. You heard this principle your whole life. Elementary school, you'd always be cautioned in the halls. Ein mevatlin iser lachila, right? Okay? It comes from a Rashi? It's not implicit in the sugya? Or is it?
Well, it seems that it is, based off what the Rav said before. Meaning, the way you look at a chiddush is that if that's the chiddush, then you could deduce what the rule is.
Right. So, in other words, maybe calling it heter abba miklal iser was a gaburcha for setting the table for calling it a chiddush. Right? Maybe heter abba miklal iser is exceptional. Right? Okay? So, many Rishonim therefore deduce from here that Ein Mevatlin Iser Lahatchila is the Oraisa. Actually, I think it's the Lecha Mishneh in Me'ila who has another source. I have to look. I think it's cited by the Note of Yehuda who we're going to do next time. We're only going to do two. We're going to do next time, God willing, we're going to do the end of applications of Ein Mevatlin Iser Lahatchila today. I just want to get down the grounding and how it actually works in Halacha and Chozer V'Neder. That will end Tzadi Tes. Then we'll move on, God willing. But next time I want to look at the Note of Yehuda because I want to say something about the Note of Yehuda, about the addition of the Note of Yehuda and how it all works. Okay? Now, so you got how this big yesod of Ein Mevatlin Iser Lahatchila seems to enter via Rashi or via the Braisa as I explained it. But is this in fact the lesson to be derived from Zroa B'Shela? What's the chiddush? The Torah permitted the flavor of Zroa B'Shela to be nullified in the greater meat and bones of the rest of the ayil, l'chatchila. It allowed you to do it. You didn't have to wait for it to inadvertently happen. It told you, cook them together and you can be mevatel. What's better defined? Is it that it said you can do it l'chatchila? Or did it say you must do it l'chatchila? Remember Ein B'Shela Ela Shlema, the sugya said? You have to cook the Zroa and the ayil together in one pot? It's not that it's mutter to be mevatel l'chatchila. It's that you're obligated to be mevatel l'chatchila. If that's the case, then the converse of that is not Ein Mevatlin Iser Lahatchila, right? The Torah didn't just permit it. The Torah commanded us to nullify it. Those are different. if the chiddush is that the Torah commanded us to be mevatlin izrat chila, then the general rule will be that we are not commanded to be mevatel izrat chila, not ein mevatlin izrat chila. And therefore, there's no source for our principle. You see how Rashi falls away if you analyze it that way? Where can you find discussions of this in the Rishonim? You'll find it in the Ran, in a slightly different form, on our Gemara from Gidin Asha, and I encourage you to look at it. Okay? And I actually didn't want to do it today until you've had a chance to see it. And the second is the Rashba in Torah Abayis, where he lays out the same argument and then argues with it with the Ra. What's the actual chiddush of the Zerah B'Shela? Okay, yes, sir.
Just a bit confused. What is the converse?
It is. It's confusing.
Right. What's the converse of it? So we're saying that that the Torah obligates you in this case. So I'm just confused. What would be the opposite?
The opposite would be that in every other case, it doesn't obligate you to be Mevat Kleli Sulahat Kila.
So you can't.
If the chiddush is that you can be mevatel isul hatkila, then the whatever the negative of that is, the flip side, I have to always be careful between contradictory and converse, right? And obverse and whatever. We have to be precise with our language. Now we're driving people that listen crazy. Okay, let's if the chiddush is mevatlin iser lehatchila, then what's the opposite? What's the flip side? Ein mevatlin iser lehatchila, I got a source. If the chiddush is chova in Torah b'shela levatel iser lehatchila, right? You can't avoid it. Maybe I'm the kind of person who, I'm very punctilious. I would never want to rely on B-Tool. I consider B-Tool to be a compromise. Why should I need it? I don't want to do it. Right? And I would, but here, I'm doing Zerah B'Shela. I'm obligated to do it. I'm obligated to be Somech on B-Tool. Because the Torah tells me, right, as they explain above in the Gemara, Ein B'Shela El Shlemeth, you've got to cook them together in the same pot, and therefore I've got to rely on it. So if it's a Chova, in other mitzvahs it isn't. I don't like the idea of Iser, flavor of Iser in my pot, even if the halal was at Smutter, right? But here I'd have to rely on it.
Right. That's the only problem where I'm getting confused, that if you read the converse, meaning that if that you have a pot of, not even rope, but if you just have, we'll say a rope, mixture.
Well, we know it's rope, because right. We know that they used it for either Shishim or Meya, depending on how you count it.
Right. I'm just confused in terms of that if you would have a pot where Iser falls into Heter. So, according to the Congress opinion, it'd be fine? You're not obligated to do anything about it?
No. We didn't say that. It might be that it's treif.
It is. So
it could be. It could be that it's treif. What we're saying is this. I've got Iser and Heter. I know I got a lot more Iser than I have Heter. Hey, I can make a bigger soup. I got Benny coming over. I know he eats a ton. He might, he might look like he doesn't, but when he goes to some people's house for Shabbos, he's fasting the whole week so that he can,
Shema
Yetzer. Yeah, right. And also, not only Shema Yetzer, but Keres Yetzer. Okay? So anyway, he's, I said, oh, gee, we don't have enough. Oh, we have this non-kosher stuff. Gee, it'll be batel. Pot will be kosher. Why don't I mix them together? Right? If you hold Mivat Linisa Latchila, then why not? It's kosher. If you hold a Mivat Linisa Latchila, then you can't do it. But if it fell into the pot, you put it down there and your housekeeper came by and said, oh, Senora, I forgot to put in the meat. So she, I shouldn't say that. Give her an American accent, sorry. a fully registered tax-paying employee, right, takes the meat and puts it into the pot, right? Okay? And I just, the Metzias, you know, Dibir Hakasu Behove, I happen to have a Spanish-speaking housekeeper. Right? Okay. So she put the meat in there, right? And then it's another question. It's a mistake. Now, do I have to throw the whole thing out? Then I go according to Shishim, right? Whether or not the Shishim in there. She put in soup, so it's mean the Shainomi now, so I go by Shishim. Okay? If she put it into a, you know, mean bimino, then we would hechmiru rabbanan in shishim. Maybe there's a difference. We'll talk about that. But the main point is that's a lot different than if sitting out there and I know I got a big eater coming and I need more. So I said, well, it's going to be batel. Can I put it in there? Rely on bitul. If you say im evatlini so adchil, the answer is no. Now there has to be enough kamina halacha to that, doesn't there? So it can't be that, but do you think it could be that we say aim of Akhlin Yitzhak Adchil and you do it and then it's mutter? Okay, so maybe there's consequences, right? There could be consequences to this, okay? But my big point is to understand the difference. So it's not that the Ran is being picky or the Rashba and the Ra are being hair splitting when they delve into what the nature of the mitzvah is. What they're trying to understand is whether or not there's a source. Is Rashi's source work? Yes, sir.
Sorry, but does everybody hold that it's deraita?
Well, so it's not so clear that it's that you can learn it from there. That the, as a matter of fact, I think the Rashba uses the word pashta desugya, is that if you learn it from there, it's deraita. Right? It's not so clear to me that it is from there. As a matter of fact, I was saying just before you got here that the Lecha Mishnah in Me'ila, I think it is, and I have to check the reference since I have to admit I don't know the Lecha Mishnah on Me'ila, you know, by heart. I have to check the reference where he actually says this, but I think in Me'ila, I think it's Lecha Mishnah, not the Magi Mishnah, actually has another source, right? Shlach le'takala, I think, but I have to look it up, and I'll check on it next time. We're also, maybe I'll send it out, I actually want to send it out to you, because I actually would like you to look at that, and the Noda B'Yehuda has a new Yesod, and maybe either you can choose the Ran or the Rashba to look at it in Torah Sabayis. I'm going to suggest, since we've seen the Ran so many times, we're going to see the Ran again so many times, that maybe Torah Sabayis. They have many editions of the Torah Sabayis in the Beis Midrash, right? If you'd like, I could scan it if anybody doesn't have it. Does anybody not have it? I have a very beautiful Mosada Rav Kook edition where it's very clear. Maybe I'm going to see if I can put my fingers on that and send the... But I'll send out the reference. It'd be good because I'd like to read the Noda B'Yehuda and the Torah Sabayis next time because we need to get familiarity with Torah Sabayis as a source. You know that I like to introduce a lot of literature. We're going to talk about how it's organized, et cetera, et cetera. And I also want to introduce the Noda B'Yehuda also, Rabbi Eskel Landel Zatzal. Yes, sir.
To clarify the sheet, so Rashi brings out Zerubishel as the source, claim about the Nisman.
Well, because the Gemara says it's a Chiddush.
Right.
And he needs a definition as to what the Chiddush is. So he says, according to other Rishonim, precisely, that it's because Hutar Levatel Lechatchila.
In Zerubishela alone,
it's okay to, the Torah tells us you can put them together. In fact, it tells us you must put them together. And he doesn't distinguish between must and can into one pot.
But the Ran and the Rashba do make a distinction and say that this is Lav Dafka, that this is the source, because maybe the Chiddush is. Absolutely must. It's a
chiyuv. Now you can give me another. So let me ask you for another strategy. I'm not as interested in the names as I am in the svara. Let me ask you another strategy. Is there a way to say, yeah, in hachinami, it's mutter to be mevatel isolat chila, but that should also be the same as chova. It makes no difference. Can you argue that logically?
Is there a repeat it one more time?
So in other words, could you say to those who object, in hachinami, yeah, it's a chova,
yeah,
but it's still a source because it makes no difference if it's a chova or reshus.
You could say both, yeah.
Okay, so I mean, do you think logically maybe that's not such an objection?
Look, I mean, I think you can say either way. I think you can read it either way. You can read it as it is usur to do this, and that is the source for it, but you must dafka do it in this case. You could read it that way. But a person with a simpler read, I think.
And that makes logical sense to you, right? Because I'm not. So I have to say, okay, because I don't want to prejudice the case. I wasn't so sure when I learned it years ago for the first time that you should exclude, that you should be so constructive in the way that you read it, that if it's a chova levatel isa, that you can't say that that's the chiddush, that the other side of it is it's not a chova, in fact it's usur.
Right.
I didn't think that disqualified it, but you know, we'll see another yesod here. He actually says the Noda Bihuda, I want to give a yesod chadash in so we're going to see. We'll see all these. We'll read them all in their context. Okay, all right. And I think that the clarification of that concept is prior to listing all the applications or delving into all the application of this and how it actually works. So we'll do that afterwards. But I want to read those together, you know, first. Okay? All right, so you want to turn this off? And we'll...